Now, I've followed this story from the start. It's called Farmer's Pick. Josh Brooks-Duncan, co-founder of Farmer's Pick, joins me. It's expanded. It's got bigger. Hey, Josh, tell us how Farmer's Pick began and why it started.
Good morning, Darren. Thanks for having me on. So yeah. Farmer's Pick began in COVID, and I started it with one of my best mates. And we're walking around the supermarket and just realised how straight and perfect all the produce was. And we compared this to the farmer's market we'd been at the week before, where everything had a little bit more character. It was a bit bendy. Everything was a bit of a different size. And we sort of wondered why that was and why we didn't see that on mainstream supermarket shelves.
And so what did you do about it?
Yeah, so we did a huge amount of research into what was going on and realised that it was a really big problem. So we started contacting growers and working with them to bring that product in, box it up in a seasonal box, and then deliver it out straight onto people's doorsteps.
See, food when I was young was always seasonal. You wouldn't buy a Chinese gooseberry or kiwi fruit as they're known now at certain times of year because it wasn't grown in certain times of year. But everything's freighted around the country and tomatoes are put in special environmental areas to keep them fresh and the taste disappears. And so this is what you've honed in on, isn't it? And you only sort of sell seasonal stuff. And if it's a little imperfect, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly. And I think eating seasonally one is really good for the environment. It's when the produce is meant to be eaten, but also the second point I think probably most important is it actually tastes the best in when it's meant to be eaten.
Yeah.
So we get really fresh produce because of that.
So how does the system work? Where do you get your food from and where does it go and where do you come into it?
Yeah, so at the moment we source from both Victoria as well into state. As we come into summer, more and more things are being grown in Victoria, so starting to get, berries out in the Yarra Valley, asparagus from Gippsland, collie, brock and zucchini from Werribee, and they get delivered into us, and then we box that up and send it out.
And is there a website we can have a look at to find out more? Because it's just gone gangbusters. How happy are you, compared to when I spoke to you last, how happy are you with how it's all evolved?
Oh, it's been amazing. I mean, we can't believe the support from the community and how they've really jumped on the idea with us. So we're really thankful to all the support from the local community.
Yeah.
It was really important for us to get this into regional areas because at the end of the day, that's where a lot of this produce is grown.
Yeah.
Out in regional areas. So it was important for us to offer the service to them.
And so you get the box, and what will that set you back? What sort of cost is involved?
Yeah, so starting from $35 for our singles box, and that works up to $59 for our family, which it's a lot of produce and will definitely keep you going for the week.
It's tremendous. The website farmerspick.com.au. It's a credit to you young fellas and a very clever thing you've got going and continued success. Farmerspick.com.au. And we'll talk again soon when it's expanded, no doubt more, because we can't stop you now, Josh. You're out of control in the way this is working.
No, thanks, Dan. I really do appreciate that.
Good on you. Josh Brooks-Duncan, co-founder of Farmer's Pick. It's a great story. On 3AW at 7 to 11.